Question by Amit Prabhu. How much time does it take after death for a human soul to be born again as a human? Where is the soul during this interval? Answer. The time from one human body to the next human body will depend on the karma of the individual soul. And that's why it will vary from one soul to another. Where is the soul during that interval? That also depends on karma. There are various possible pathways for the soul in its post-mortem journey. Post-mortem means after death. If the soul is sinful, the soul has performed sinful activities, more precisely speaking, then the Yamadutas will come and take the soul to Yamaraj, where he will be judged, and then accordingly a particular sentence will be given to that soul. Otherwise, the soul, if he is entirely purified, then he can go back to Godhead with the Vishnu Dutas. In other cases, the soul goes unescorted, or rather escorted by the Super Soul alone, to the next destination based on the karma. So, just as if a hardcore criminal is arrested and he is traveling from one place to another, then there will be a number of policemen who will be there to ensure that he doesn't escape, and they'll be there to take him around. And if the Prime Minister of India is traveling, then a number of people will be there all around with him to guard him. But if ordinary citizens travel, then they will travel unescorted. So like that, those souls who are extremely sinful or entirely pure, they are escorted by higher agents. The other souls go unescorted, under the guidance of the Super Soul, to the next destination. So normally when the soul leaves the body, at that time, according to the Vedic literature, the soul is given a body that is grosser than the subtle body and subtler than the gross body. That is called as the Preta body. So the Preta body is the transition body that takes the soul from the present body from which it has come out to the next destination. So if the soul has done an average level of good karma, the soul may become a pitra, the soul may become an ancestor. Otherwise the soul can go to Swarga. If he has done a very good amount of good karma, then Krishna describes Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganya guna vrittistha adho gacchanti tamasaha, that those who are situated in goodness, they rise upwards. That would refer to the upper planetary systems. Krishna talks about this in 14.18. Madhya tishthanti rajasaha. That those who are in the mode of passion, madhya tishthanti, they stay in this middle planetary system where they continue to practice, continue to live in material life. If they have lived more or less in the mode of passion. But passion here doesn't mean sinful passion, but it means religious passion. That means they are interested in sense gratification, but they are seeking sense gratification within the precincts of religious limits and by performance of religious rituals. And jaganya guna vrittistha adhogachyanti tamasa, those who live in the mode of goodness, defying all scriptural moral principles and living sinfully because of the mode of ignorance, they adhogachyanti. Adhogachyanti would refer to either they go down, that down can refer to the lower planets where they will have to bear their sinful reactions, or they may refer to lower species. So the soul may stay in this universe, or the soul may go to some other universe also, depending on what kind of karma that particular person is destined to endure. And eventually, after that karma is executed, then the soul will come to the human body again. So the soul can get his karmic reactions either by going to Narakloka, where he suffers the sinful reactions. The soul can get the sinful reactions also by going to lower species, where also some suffering is there. And then whatever residual karma remains, with that karma, the soul will be born again in the material human body. So in this way, there's a wide variety of possibilities for the soul, where the soul will go after death and how we will come back. general guiding principle is that it will be determined by our karma and how best our karmic reactions can gradually lead to the redevelopment of our spiritual consciousness by going through the various experiences that we will endure in the various bodies that we get. That is decided by the super soul by his supreme discretion. Thank you.